This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Most of the 500,000 or so federal workers who were furloughed got to go back to work today. Jason Alexander is a hydrologist at the U.S. Geological Survey out in Lincoln, Nebraska, back on the job after a couple of weeks gone. Mr. Alexander, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Kai. Good to talk to you.
What was it like walking into work today after 2.5, 3 weeks gone?
It felt great. As a scientist, I like to get back to work. I like numbers, and that's just what I want to do.
Were there reports piled up that you hadn't gotten to? I guess probably not, because nobody was there to pile them up, huh?
There's nothing to pile up while I'm gone. There's work left behind.
Yeah, so how are you going to pick it up? How long is it going to take you to get back up to speed?
Probably about the same amount of time that I was off. So that's about how long it's going to take to get back up to speed. And of course, there's more on top of that. So
there always is. Are you happy? Are you frustrated? What are you?
I'm relieved. It's good to be back to work. Most of us scientists at the USGS, one of the questions that's often asked when during these shutdown preparations is, can I still work? Most scientists just want to work, crunch numbers, and be the geeks that they are, and we enjoy what we do.
Did you work?
I can't say that I worked.
Nudge, nudge, wink, yeah, wink.
Exactly.
That's actually pretty funny. How bad was the squeeze financially? I mean, I don't know if your wife works or any of that stuff, but how much longer could you have gone without, missing a mortgage payment or something?
We are in a lucky situation. We could have gone a fair amount longer because we've been pretty lucky financially. My wife has a good job. She's only been working for 8 months. We both make reasonably good money, and so we've been okay. But certainly one of the biggest stresses for me was just that my wife is due with child in 2 days.
Oh, my.
And so,
you got a lot going on.
It's nice to know that, and she finishes her job in 2 days then, too. And so it's nice to know that one of us will have a job when our second child comes to us.
Boy or girl, you know yet?
It's a girl.
All right. Good for you.
No names.
Of course not. And even if you have one, don't tell anybody. Because they always,
exactly. Yeah. We've made that mistake.
Are you ready to do this again in whatever it's going to be, 3 months, the next time the shutdown deadline comes around?
Well, I'm just going to hope that it never happens again. It's everybody gets anxious about it. We all love what we do, and we sort of just put our heads down and nose to the grindstone and do our work. But let's just hope it doesn't happen again. I hope that's not the case.
Well, Mr. Alexander, thanks very much for your time, and good luck with the baby.
Thank you, Kai.
All right, Jason Alexander, we got him out in Lincoln, Nebraska.